Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I almost want to come in the other studio and slap you. Playing Wild Wild. No, I'm kidding. This is Stevie, not Will Smith. I was going Will Smith with you, but anyway. All right, we've got a lot to...
I don't understand what you're talking about.
This is how Wild Wild West starts off. Will Smith, when they did it.
This is Stevie Wonder.
Wicked Wow. Wicked Wow Wow.
What I'm talking about.
Jim West, Desperado.
Yes. Anyway, let's not do this, because I know at some point we're going to talk about the Knicks. It's going to ruin my segment here with Jerry Bembry of the Undefeated.
Why don't you ask the Knicks question?
No, I was going to, so you couldn't. They're talking about Donovan Mitchell. Does he want to go to the Knicks? But let's bring in Jerry. Jerry, first off, how are you, man?
Hey, what's up, Ed, Jeremy? I guess we can say, you know, with the Knicks reference here, I just heard, and you know, it's been said that the Warriors went from worst to NBA champion in 3 years. So maybe in 3 years' time, there's some hope for our New York Knicks.
Yeah. At least the Rangers went far.
Yeah,
that's true.
Hey, Jerry, so just give me your overall thoughts. I mean, a lot of knee-jerk reactions. I thought the Celtics were going to win this, personally, and everybody's let me know that, too, on Twitter, social media, that I picked the Celtics to win. But the Warriors getting it done after it seemed like, you know, I thought the Celtics were the better team coming into this, but Steph Curry was just too much for him.
Yeah, Jeremy, I picked the Celtics in six. I thought they were younger, more athletic, you know, a great defense, and... You know, I thought the combination of Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, I thought they would be unstoppable. And, you know, what it amounted to here was that, you know, it's a matter of experience. And the Warriors have that core group of players who have been there before. And all the newcomers, guys like Wiggins and Jordan Poole and the others, just kind of follow suit. And, you know, as good as the Celtics defense was this year, the Warriors are really tough defensively. I mean, they really stymied what the Boston Celtics are trying to do. And I think the Celtics kind of played into their hands for much of the series. Their offense was stagnant. They stood around. The Warriors didn't have to move defensively because the Celtics were playing iso ball. And there was a little bit of movement last night, but, you know, Jaylen Brown dribbling into double teams and Jason Tatum just looking completely lost. It really didn't help that squad.
But Jerry, one of the things I believe, and I just wonder what your feelings are, that experience matters. I believe it. You know, when you get to the postseason, I don't care if they're professionals or not. The lights are brighter, the crowds are louder, the pressure's on. How much does that matter in the postseason with a team like the Warriors who's been there?
Yeah, it matters a lot, Ed. And, you know, the fact that Steph, Clay, and Draymond have all been there, and that's all you need is your leaders having gone through those trials and tribulations and going down that path to win a championship and knowing what it takes, you know, they can relay messages to the rest of the squad. And I think what also matters, too, is that in a seven-game series, you know, there's so many different adjustments you have to make. And the fact that the Warriors have been there before and they've faced deficits and, you know, they've been defeated in the finals and they know what it takes to turn it around, I think all that experience really helped out. And that's why they're champions. And I do want to say that, you know, Steph Curry, there's so much debate about whether he's an all-time great. The guy is magnificent. I mean, what he did, the shots he made, you know, when they took away a three-point shot, he got into the lane and made shots and played great defense last night. It's just a really unbelievable performance and well-deserved that he's now got every trophy imaginable in an NBA.
What did you think of the Celtics overall? Because now, like, sometimes when you see a team like this, it always makes you wonder, can they get back? I mean, we watched the Suns last year, and you could read Devin Booker's lips where he's like, damn it. You know, like, just the opportunity was there as it arose. But do you think the Celtics are a team that's built to be back here in the near future?
Yeah. Can they get back? Yes. Will they get back? You know, in a conference where Philadelphia, you know, a lot of people said that they should have been in the finals. And Milwaukee, if Middleton doesn't get hurt, I think they're in the finals and they probably win a championship. You know, they probably repeat. So, I think they have the guys that get back. But they're, as everybody knows, there's really no guarantee. You know, the Warriors are really you know, extremely fortunate to get back in the conference. You mentioned Devin Booker. The Phoenix Suns, I thought, were the best teams in the Western Conference. They were the best team in the regular season. So I think that somehow, you know, you look at a performance like what Jason Tatum went through, and some guys never recover, and some guys let it consume them so much in the off season that they just work hard to get back at that level to show people, you know what, I can do this. So, you know, we'll see how what happened over these six games impacts Jason Tatum in offseason.
What about, and thankfully it didn't matter now because the Warriors won, the fact that Draymond gets judged differently because of his reputation. Should they be doing that at all?
Yeah, and doing that in terms of what, Ed? I mean, I've always said about Draymond, I say that he is probably one of the most intelligent basketball players I've ever seen. You know, I think on offense, you know, he's a great passer. You know, he sees plays, I think, three plays before it happens, and he directs traffic, and he does well. What turns me off of Draymond is, I don't need him declaring himself to be an all-time great, because I think he really benefits from the guys that he plays with, guys like Steph and Clay. I think if you put Draymond on another team, and I think the outcome of his career is completely different. And so with guys like that, I just like, you know, just be quiet and let people define who you really are. Don't say I'm an all-time great, because you're not. I mean, you're a very good player on a championship team, but you're not. And but that said, I mean, it was he had an unreal game last night, had a big impact on the last couple of games of the series.
What'd you think about all the guys keeping receipts of everyone who doubted him? I thought that was one of the cooler things, even though I wasn't pulling for the Warriors. One of the cooler things I saw with Clay just kind of rattling off. You had Draymond, who was, look, he's always talking, but even Steph was holding up the zeros over his eyes where they were saying he wouldn't win another one in the next 4 years. So do you like that stuff when the guys have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder?
I don't mind it at all. You know, Steph, you know, he's the debate shows always go back and forth on his greatness. And I mean, the guy is truly great. I loved it when Steph hit that 3-point shot and pointing at his ring finger, like, yeah, it's time to add another ring to it. So, yeah, I don't mind it at all. I think it's you know, it's all within the game. And, you know, I just don't like the cheap stuff that's being said. I don't like the Draymond antics sometimes and arguing on the court. But the receipts and getting back at the people who doubted them, yeah, I don't mind it at all. I think that you should let people know, like, hey, you were completely wrong in what you thought about me, what you thought about us. And, you know, 2 years ago, we were the worst team in the NBA, and now we're back. So, yeah, I don't mind that.
Well, let me ask you this before we let you run, Jerry. What do you expect in the offseason? A lot of player movement, anything really intrigue you? We already saw the Mavericks trade for Christian Wood, although it's not a big trade. They gave up basically a bag of balls and a first-round pick for him. What are your thoughts on what we see this offseason?
You know, I think the team to watch are the Lakers. You know, a lot of people expected with their offseason moves a year ago that they would be in this position this year, and they're not. And, you know, as long as LeBron James is in the league, they're a big factor, and they have to get better. They have to do something different. You know, they got to add to the nucleus of LeBron and Anthony Davis, who is always injured. And I think those would be the biggest movers and shakers in offseason. You know, I think the Lakers are in the market for talent, and we're going to see who's willing to go join that team, whether people think that playing alongside LeBron is a viable option to winning a championship, or the window is closed in that organization. I should avoid that team.
Good stuff as always. Jerry Bembry, the undefeated. Appreciate your time, man. We'll be talking to you.
All right, Jeremy, Ed, you guys take care.
Thanks,
Jerry. Good stuff as always. We're going to storm the castle at 8:30 and get your calls and texts on Lamar's comments that he had yesterday. But up next, it's Shovels. Ed, where are you taking us?
I'm taking you right to the top, my friend. Commander-in-Chief. Wow. He sounds like your crazy uncle right now. Where do you hear this
Come
clip?
On, man. Come on, man. I guess his shovel's going to Biden is what I'm expecting. But we'll talk about that. I'll give you my shovel and more right here on 105.7 The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The biggest idiots deserve the big, bad shovel of wisdom. Sponsored by Jerry's Toyota.
And their exclusive benefits, including free service maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. Visit Jerry's Toyota just north of the Beltway on Bel Air Road and online at jerrystoyota.com.
105.7 The Fan.
All right, time for Shovels, 410-583-1057. If you want to give us yours, we started off with Ed Norris. Who gets your shovel?
President Joe Biden. Now, it's not about gas being $6 a gallon or the worst inflation in 28 years or shutting down the Keystone Pipe, all these things people are talking about. I'm just talking about general demeanor and common sense. He was addressing a group of businessmen, and unfortunately, the CEO of CFO of Joann's passed away suddenly, and that's kind of what you would say, I would think, because you're giving a speech. To a bunch of people in the business, and
someone's death, you mean?
Yeah, you're talking to business people about the business, and something tragic happens, and there's ways of saying things. For the President of the United States to say this stunned me.
And by the way, my sympathies to the family of your CFO. Who dropped dead very unexpectedly. My best to their family. It's tough stuff.
He dropped dead. It's like, you tell me that doesn't sound like something at the Thanksgiving table after like six cocktails.
But he didn't lie.
No, he didn't lie.
The guy did.
Yeah, he dropped dead.
Yeah.
There's ways of saying this. They really are. It just... Oh, my goodness. I just...
Should he have used kick the bucket instead? Would that have been better, Ed?
Maybe. I just think there are different ways.
Come Saturday when we put the final nail in his coffin. Yeah, what other way could he have done to make this better, Ed?
I would just say my condolences for the unexpected passing of your CFO. I'm just a kid from Brooklyn, yeah. The public school education, but... That's what I may have said.
That's so bad.
I mean, keep in mind, and this is This is now, years ago, I don't know if you remember this. This is when he was vice president. He was in Ireland with the Irish prime minister, and he gave him his condolences on the passing of his mother. His mother was alive. So
he forgot.
It's like, he is, I tell you, he is the gift that keeps on giving, though. This was funny. This was just, I couldn't let this one go. I try not to pick on him because it's, because people are hurting too much, and I don't want to get into that debate. But
you don't want to get in the mudslinging that goes on as soon as you start talking about politics, one side or the other.
Right. I just don't want to do it. But just, that one was too good to pass up.
My condolences for him dropping dead.
What?
Drop dead. Here, I got a shovel for you. Woman was having stomach pains. Thought she needed to poop. What do you think it was, Ed?
Having a baby?
She was having a baby. Had no idea.
You do know I have a story for this. Go ahead.
Well, let me read this one, and we'll get to yours. So imagine Joe Bennett's surprise when she got to the hospital, only to be told that she was actually in labor. Yep, you put on about 40 pounds, and it wasn't from it wasn't from you trying to let one loose in the toilet there, lady. You were having a baby. She said this can't be period pain because she had missed her period for a few months there, Ed. Her husband suggested...
She's 67, she doesn't get it anymore.
Maybe you needed a big poo, is what her husband suggested to her. Surprise, surprise. Life really does have some funny ways of making all your dreams come true. You never thought this was possible along the way? Like, we hear stories about this all the time. But how do you not know you're pregnant? Weren't there signs? Did you feel anything kicking inside your stomach? I mean, I don't know how this happens. What is your story?
I had...
A baby?
Not me. I have a son, but I didn't deliver him. No, it's just... I had a case where a woman thinks she has to go to the bathroom, drops a full-term baby into the toilet, sits down, squats, gives birth. Baby drowns in the water.
No.
Yeah, 100%. Was not prosecuted because she said she had no idea she was pregnant, thought she was going to the bathroom. I don't know. And apparently, I guess they believed her. But the Manhattan DA's office would not prosecute. Full-term baby in the toilet. Yep. I don't have nightmares is beyond me. I mean, that's like...
The stuff you've seen. I was telling you, can I throw another shovel in here? Can we give it to Vince McMahon for people that haven't heard this? Oh. You got something
talking
going
to Jerry.
On.
Hold on.
Go ahead. No, you ain't got to hit the button. I'm just going to.
Ka-ping!
Yeah. So Vince McMahon has stepped down from his role as WWE boss, and his daughter Stephanie is going to take over amid all types of allegations. There's actually a Twitter thread on here of rumors of different things that Vince McMahon has done, from going back to the first female referee in the WWE and forcing her into something, and I guess in the back of his limo that. She went in there to discuss her contract, and it's alleged that Vince raped her on July 16th, 1986. There's a $3 million cover-up that they're talking about with him having an affair and all these other things that are going on. Mm. I mean, there have been all types of things alleged throughout his career, from the steroid stuff that was happening to giving them to wrestlers, using certain things that have gone on with players dying, or players, wrestlers dying, whether it was in the ring or, you know, outside, and using that for ratings, sweeping things under the rug, like domestic violence between some of his wrestlers, from Steve Austin to Jimmy Superfly Snuka, which they allege that he killed his wife, and all these other things that went on. I mean, there's this long chain of things. You don't know what's true, what's not. But Vince McMahon's not a very likable guy, I don't think. But now his daughter Stephanie's going to take over. And the other thing that's been alleged going on with, hand in hand with cancel culture now, is making a lot of his minority wrestlers, Mideastern, Black, whoever it may be, play certain roles and play up the stereotypes, and requesting them to be a little bit more stereotypical, if you will, in how they talk. Some of the things that they had to wear and going to the ring, and there's a lot of things being alleged. So This should be interesting to see how this thing plays out, what's true, what's not, what can be proven, all those things.
So I know, I've been talking about the old studio a lot lately, mm-hmm. but when we were in the old building, when I first started, you know who we had in studio? Who? Chris Benoit, right before he killed his family.
Yeah, I interviewed him. Same thing. They were coming to town.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So we interviewed him over the phone, though. And then I think it was the next week all that stuff went down.
Yeah, it was right after.
And it was because mm-hmm. I was on with Terry and Drew Forrester, who's now with us. Terry Ford, who used to be here. We had Chris Benoit on, and everybody was like, man, he was kind of a jerk. He was really, like, kind of dismissive and wouldn't answer questions and just, you know, just didn't seem like a good guy. And then obviously we all know a lot of people know how that finished with him murdering his wife and his son. But
yeah,
terrible, terrible story. All right, we're going to switch gears and get away from all this negative stuff. We'll storm the castle, let you hear from Lamar, right from his mouth about his contract, some of the conversations that he's been having. We'll get into that. We'll take your phone calls at 410-583-1057.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Castle with the Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
All right, let's storm the castle and start it off with Lamar on why he stayed away from voluntary OTAs this year.
I just wanted to stay away and just grind. You know, just want to come back and just see how I felt. I feel good. You know, I asked my guys how they feel if I stay home. They was like, you know, it's cool. You know, I want to get some chemistry. They'll tell me I want to get some chemistry. I'm like, man, we're going to get that regardless when we get back. And, like, when I first started off season back in February, James Prochet and Bate was out in California with me. And we were just hitting off back, like, just throwing passes, complete passes. We were looking pretty good. So I was like, chemistry going to be there when I get there for camp. So I was just good, just trying to grind.
Your thoughts on what he's saying there, Ed, because he did put on 12 pounds of muscle. Mm-hmm. It doesn't bother me that he missed OTAs. I've said it all along. Would have loved to have seen him here just because, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. I would like to see him here because you wouldn't have this controversy. The people would be asking about the contract and stirring up quite as much as they did. But they are voluntary. A lot of quarterbacks don't show. You know, it's just they just don't, and they don't have to. So he wasn't, and the fact is he clearly was working the offseason. Look, we've seen guys, including elite players like Terrell Suggs, come in fat, come in out of shape after a big year. Has a big year one year, comes in heavy the next year. We've seen guys come in out of shape and things like that, fail the conditioning test. He came in with 12 pounds of muscle on him, additional muscle that he didn't have last year. He looks like he's in great condition. He did work in the offseason. I think he's going to be fine.
All right, how about Lamar on whether or not he talked to the team about a contract extension?
Oh, we actually did. We did. You know, it's a conversation. That's all. We're just keeping it private.
So that was the one thing that, I wasn't certain of because it sounded like the Ravens had made an offer and they hadn't heard anything back from some of the people I had talked to and don't know if what his demands were, what he wanted, but they're saying contract talks are going on. Yeah. You know, I asked you the question earlier, do you think something gets done before the season? I mean, it'd be nice to see something kind of locked up, have this done, put it behind you, and not worry about it anymore. But what are your thoughts on what he said there that they've been talking?
I mean, I believe they have, and he's certainly not going to give you details about it. So there's not much you can do about it. They have been talking. By all accounts, they've been talking. Whether or not they talk every day, whether or not people, return phone calls in a timely manner, I don't know. He's not going to talk about that. But we've seen this before. We saw it with baseball. With the lockout, they come in for a meeting. They have a 15-minute meeting. Nobody, and they leave. It's insulting on there. So, I mean, this crap happens when you're negotiating, so people be able to play games. So, yeah, I mean, I believe they have.
Let's go to Lamar talking about on whether or not he plans on playing the rest of his career in Baltimore.
I expect so. Yes, I do.
Yeah, short and sweet. He wants to be here, so that's a good sign. He had an exchange with Coleman about who he's speaking to and whether or not it will continue into the season.
Is it you and Eric just doing the one-on-one talking? Can you take us through any of that?
We're having a conversation. So,
is it going to continue during the season?
We have a conversation.
Look, it's a great question by Jerry to find out, like, who have you been talking to? What are the... And it's even better by Lamar to sidestep that and just say, excuse me, we're not going to have any of this. We're just having conversations.
Put it this way. They both did what they had to do.
Yeah.
Jerry asked a question. Lamar, you know, olayed it.
You can just go back to Rasheed Wallace. Both teams played hard. That's exactly what just happened. Yeah. Here's Lamar on whether or not he feels he's worthy of a big contract at this point.
Yeah, I think so. I still want my Super Bowl, though, but I think I'm worthy for it. Yes, sir, I do.
I think all that stems from the Bisciotti comments of Lamar wants to prove that he's worth it. And I don't know what more he has to prove. He won an MVP in year two. Obviously, nobody's happy about what happened last season. And even with the numbers being down, I go back to it. Still the best record in football before he went out for the rest of the year. You know, there's a lot to be said about what Lamar brings to the table and what his value is. But he's clearly worth being one of the highest paid guys in the league, if not the highest paid guy, just because of when his contract comes up. So that's at least that's how I feel. I don't know about you, Ed.
No, it's exactly what's going to happen. Look, he's going to be. He's gonna, as you, I think you said it yesterday. He's going to get the biggest contract ever, the most guaranteed money ever, which whatever the third was. But he's going to get something that no one else has gotten.
This next clip is the one that baffled me. It has the question in it. So here, let me play it.
To be clear, would you still play week one if there's not a deal?
We're in conversation right now.
So one of two things here. Either this is going to be part of the bargaining where, like, hey, if you want me back week one and ready to go, I want a contract before the season starts, and he makes his demands, if that's how he chooses how he chooses to attack this. Or this is just him, you know, I'm done answering all these questions that are kind of the same questions over and over again. We're having conversations. That's in the conversation. That it could go back to the whole Marshawn Lynch, I'm just here so I don't get fined type of deal.
Yeah, I'd be a little tired of the conversation too. The same question, because they did ask him contract questions for the majority of that press conference in that 10 minutes. They asked him a lot of those.
Yeah. Next thing up for Lamar here would be on whether or not he'll be at training camp without an extension.
We're having a conversation about it. I don't know.
See, there's another one of those.
I don't know.
Those two things, those last two ones are the ones that threw me for a loop, just a little bit of him not possibly showing up for week one or for training camp.
He doesn't know.
I don't know. Conversations about it.
Who knows? I don't know. Who knows? You know? I don't know.
Here, on why he didn't want to hold contract talks this offseason.
I was away and I just wanted to grind. That's why.
You buying that?
The man just wanted to grind.
Cry it out loud. Let the man grind.
Let him grind. Damn.
All right, last one here on whether or not Deshaun Watson's contract had any influence on what he thinks he is worth.
Nothing at all. You know, I'm a man of my own. I don't worry about what those guys get.
Well, we got a lot of people that want to chime in. Got some callers on hold. We want to hear from you as well on your thoughts on this. But, Ed, clearly Deshaun Watson's contract has influence on what Lamar thinks he's worth, because you're constantly comparing yourself to the other guys around the league, especially when it comes to getting paid. Somebody has to set the precedent for what everybody else is going to get after that, and it's just going to keep going up and up.
Obviously. The price was up and up. If they don't get it done before the season, I don't think they're going to, the way it sounds. So, so what? So he goes and he bets on himself, and if he does that, he has another, you know, season where he's in a conversation with the MVP. That's what I hope happens.
Tell you what, though, all those fans that love Lamar, support Lamar, he misses week one because he's holding out for his contract. That love will turn into disdain real quick. They will be upset and firing shots at him. Whether or not you use whatever leverage you have to get the contract you want, I think it's justifiable to do it. I don't like it. I don't like that business model, but I understand it. I don't know if you feel the same way, Ed. You're going to use whatever you have. It's like, you know, we talked about contracts here. You want to use leverage and say or prove that somebody else wants you or what your worth is, you start holding out and they don't have an answer for it, well, maybe that does get them the most money, all things considered. All right, we're going to continue to take your phone calls here, 410-583-1057, calls and texts on Lamar's Presser. You can text in. Joe probably won't read it, right? You're not going to read it at all, even if it's bad?
Got a couple.
Oh, you got a couple? Oh, well, you want to get? We'll get to those next. Let's do this. All right, because I want to hear these.
Shouldn't have said anything.
I want to hear the good and bad ones, 410-583-1057. I got Antonio, Dan, and Middle River. You guys want to get in as well, we'll take your phone calls. That's coming up here on 105.7 The Fan. All right. We're going to take some phone calls here, some text messages on Lamar's contract, 410-583-1057. Let's start it off with Antonio in Rosedale. Antonio, what's up, man?
Hi, Jeremy. Hi, Ed.
Hi.
TGIF.
Yes, sir.
You got it, man.
How you guys doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, the Ravens signed Lamar Jackson to a contract extension this year, or is he on a franchise tag next year? And you guys have a wonderful weekend.
You too, man. Yes. So if they don't sign him to a contract extension, yes, they will franchise him. That's definitely going to happen if they don't get an extension done at some point this year. So not to be as basic as we possibly can be, but
that's what's going
to
happen, though.
That's exactly what's going to happen. Let's go to Dan in Middle River. Dan, you're on the fan.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's weird because I was calling you guys to say even though I like the extra year to see what Lamar does, I had to hand it to him that he wasn't playing any kind of games, no passing the press, bull crap. Well, I take that back a little bit as I was sitting there on the phone listening. Seems like he's hemming and hawing now. I don't like that. Just give me the commitment. Tell me when you're coming. And tell me if you're not coming. Just let me know what's going on. No, that's how I feel anyway.
All right, man. Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I think that's where a lot of fans are. They want to know what's happening with him. Like, you know, it's or what do you want? What are your requests? What are your demands? What do you think you're worth? And he doesn't owe you anything to tell you that. And I'm pretty sure he's not going to hear it unless it leaks out from someone inside his camp. Usually an agent leaks that stuff out. Get everybody talking. But
right.
He doesn't have to leak it out. He's got his mom representing him. Let's go to Paul in Annapolis. Paul, you're on the fan.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
I got two takeaways from yesterday's press conference.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I think there's absolutely zero chance he misses any games this season. It sounds like he wants to play. Obviously, we know he's betting on himself. And number two, it sounds like he, long-term, he does not want to leave Baltimore. So I'm not too worried about the contract. I think he's going to get paid regardless, even if he you know, if we don't have a great season, even if he got hurt, I guarantee the Ravens would still pay him a lot of money. So I'm not too worried, and love that he's our quarterback. Thanks, guys. Have a good Friday.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you. Yeah, hey, look, fair enough there, too. We'll take some more phone calls here. Let's get one more, and then we'll get to some text. Sean's in Baltimore. Sean, you're on the fan.
Good morning. How you fellas doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
I just want to say one thing. I just want to say, you know, everybody complaining about Lamar. We should be looking at the owner. That's all.
I don't think people are like, I think fans just want to know what he wants. Because, you know, the owner, I brought it up earlier, Steve Bisciotti's comments from, what was that, the off season this past year, they didn't make sense to me. Like, was it the owner's meetings? Thank you. So his comments from the owner's meetings just didn't make sense to me. And I'm not saying that he was lying. It may have been his perception of the situation, but saying that he wanted to prove what his worth was, I just didn't understand it. You capitalize when you have a chance. And as a quarterback in this league, even if you're coming off a bad year, but you've had an MVP, you've had success, somebody just traded for Carson Wentz in back-to-back years. So that should tell you that if you don't have a quarterback, you're dying to get one.
He's getting $30 million.
The Washington Commanders traded for Carson Wentz, and then their odds went down. They got worse.
Yes. So, and they paid him.
Yeah. It's just, you know, that's what the league's looking for. So, yeah, I can't fault guys out there for capitalizing on the situation, but I just didn't understand the comments. Let's get to some of these mean tweets or mean texts from Joe.
These are all on-topic tweets.
I like all the other weird stuff.
There's nothing else mean in here except one that someone said, and I think they misheard what Ed was talking about. It said Ed literally just contradicted himself in the same sentence. He said he doesn't know what being built for the regular season means, and then next says the Ravens beat good teams in the regular season but lose in the playoffs. Ed, I believe you were saying, but they lose in the playoffs, so who knows?
No, I said I don't believe that statement makes sense. Because the same teams you meet in the playoffs, they beat in the regular season and beat them. It just did happen to be you lose the games. I'm here and there.
The only difference
they beat
is
the Chiefs
the
in the regular season. Yeah.
What did the pressure get too much for them?
The other team had a better day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did not contradict myself. I was making the underscoring the point.
I agree with the text.
99% of the time, when someone says something like that, they just don't. They don't hear what is actually being said.
Yeah, this is that 0.1% of the time.
Here's one about Lamar. So people are mad because Lamar is not negotiating in public. I think what he's doing is genius. No matter what he said/says, people would have a problem with it.
Mm-hmm. It's always going to be that way. Like this fan base, I don't know what it is about Baltimore that, I mean, look, I love this city. It's the only place I've ever known. Like when I go to other cities, I compare it to Baltimore. I love New Orleans because I think it's a dirty Baltimore. I think it's a dirtier Baltimore. That's how I should put it.
Yeah, it's pretty dirty.
Yeah. I love New Orleans. And, you know, it somewhat reminds me of home here. You know, that's one of the reasons why I like it. And I've visited other places, but this is where I've always been. But there is something about us where we feel like everyone is against us. And there's that mentality where you almost want to drag other people down. Like if you're upset.
It's a crab pot, man.
Yeah.
It is.
Great analogy.
It's a crab pot.
Joe?
I'm not really worried about Lamar. When was the last time we couldn't extend a guy we really wanted, even if he sits out a week of camp? But if that was a possibility, I don't think he shows up this week. That's Jason in Eldersburg.
I think it's a fair point. I mean, you can look at some of the guys the Ravens missed out on, and then some people would say, did you really miss out on them? I mean, the big thing that was brought up about all the free agents that ever left here, that none of those guys went on to have success anywhere else that they went, right? The one that I always disagreed with was Edgerton Hartwell because he got hurt, but people would talk about, like, Jamie Sharper wasn't the same player when he went to Houston.
CJ Mosley's doing well.
He's doing well, but he got hurt in his first year, and, I mean, he's getting paid $15 million a year, $16 million a year as a linebacker, inside linebacker. It's a lot of money. He had a fairly good season last year. But again, that would have been the one guy you could point at saying we thought they wanted and he walked.
Bart Scott.
Yeah. But did they want him back? Was he
with the Ravens?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, with the money that was talked. Because there's one thing of wanting a guy back and then realizing what the market said that you can't pay him.
I thought you were saying guys didn't do well when they left here.
No, there were a bunch of guys that free agents that left here that the Ravens were supposedly in on that didn't have. There was that big thing about the. And Bart Scott wasn't. I mean. I think he was fairly good with the Jets, but people would talk about Pernell McPhee when he left. You know, you can go Paul Kruger. I brought up. I mean, there were even when in the very end when Ed Reed left, wasn't the same. You know, so
no, he stayed a little too long.
Yeah, but either way, what else you got?
If the Ravens do it right, they can make back any contract they pay Lamar off of marketing. That's from Steve in Baltimore.
If they do it right, well, look, the salary cap's going to keep going up and up and up in football. You know that they're making money. They're expanding to other countries. We're playing games all over the place. They added a game in the regular season. They've got
Germany, Mexico.
Yeah, television deals with every single platform that's out there or outlet. You could do Amazon. They're on. You got SpongeBob squirting slime all over people in the end zone and whatever the hell else is happening on Nickelodeon. And we have Thursday night football, Monday night football. We'll have Saturday night football. It's crazy. There's so much money to be made in this league. But yeah, you'd fully expect him
so
to get
much
paid.
Money in sports in general. I mean, everything's in NFL. I just saw what the NHL made this year.
Uh-uh.
$5 billion.
That's crazy, man. Yeah. The money's just.
And nobody even talks about them.
Yeah. And you factor in like all the different ways there are to make money now. And by the way, I know I talk about it and I'll be talking about it at 9:15 when I give out my plays. But gambling now being legal in a lot of these places, there's even more money that's going to be made because they're going to get a cut of that. They're putting, you know, in the cities that will allow sports gambling, you'll have kiosks in the stadium where you can bet. You'll be able to bet on the apps on your phone in the stadium. Mm-hmm. They will be getting a cut of it. The first, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the first ones to really acknowledge it and say they were going to do it was the NBA. But they were trying to get a cut of the proceeds, so I think they were ahead of the curve on this. But there's just so much money out there to be made off of sports. Like I saw someone tweet out, imagine not betting on sports, which sounds really like silly to a degree, but It is. It's one of those things that you're home, you have nothing left to do, you have fun with it. You know, it's just, if a game's not interesting to you, you put $25 on it, it automatically becomes interesting. And I know, like,
that's
look,
true, actually.
I'm not telling people to go out and just bet, and make, but I'm just saying, like, it makes it easier. So, like, you want to watch a game, there's nothing to do. Like, you're saying to yourself, I don't want to watch the Orioles Rays tonight, if that's who you are. You know, I don't, there's nothing on TV. Put $25 on the game. I bet you want to watch it. Put 50, 100, whatever. You know, it will change everything.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.